Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And my name is Pauline. So glad to be here with you today. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our show is The Computer Show. The Computer Show. So Pauline, what technology do you use?
I use a lot of technology in my life. I especially like to use my cell phone.
Well, of course, we use your cell phone every day. I use mine, the apps, APPs, and reading the news as well. Well, let's find out what today is about. Here's our Read It, and Pauline will help us.
Carl Compute is excited about Computex. It is a computer show in Taipei. It is one of the biggest technology shows in the world. People can see a lot of gadgets there. Last year, Carl saw a robot for the house. It was an IoT, or Internet of Things robot. It could turn on the dishwasher from the living room.
Thanks for the help, Pauline. So, have you ever been to a show like this one where you learn things about technology?
Cities have shows like this all the time. They are really fun. You can find many cool things there. I have been to a book fair before.
Oh, me too. Every year we go to Taipei for the book fair. You can see us there and you can talk with us as well.
That's right. Well, now it's time to talk to Christina about our key words today.
Hello, Carl要去参加一个电脑展，他兴奋得不得了. She is so excited. 形容词 excited就是感到兴奋的。他要参加的这个展览可以说是世界上最大的科技展之一。科技是 technology. It's one of the biggest technology shows in the world. Carl 去年也参观过科技展，当时他看到一个家用的机器人 ，She saw a robot for the house。名词 robot 就是机器人，这个机器人可以透过网际网路遥控家里的电器用品。网际网路就是 internet。The robot can work through the internet。比如说，你可以透过这个机器人从客厅启动厨房的洗碗机。You can turn on the dishwasher from the living room. 打开或启动电器用品要用 turn on.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about computers. Please help me welcome my guest, Carl Compute. Welcome to the program, Carl Compute.
Thank you, Rob. I am so excited.
What are you excited about?
I'm going to Computex in Taipei. It's one of the biggest technology shows in the world.
Cool. Technology is changing very fast.
Yes, and this show always has many interesting things.
Did you go last year?
I did. I saw a robot for your house.
We often have guests on Rob's show. Today's guest is Carl, and he can help us out today because we are talking about technology.
You can't talk about technology without talking about computers. We use them for everything.
Yes, and since we are talking about technology today and tomorrow, we should have an introduction for this word, technology. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Rob 说科技的变化非常迅速。Technology is changing very fast. 这个句子里有一个很长的字就是 technology。这个字那么长要记吗？可是它是现在生活中避免不了的一个重要的字。我们来看看怎么样记比较容易一点。首先如果要背这个字的话，我们先把它拆开来背。Technology technology. 把字念熟了之后，再按照发音把字母拼出来。另外我们也可以来说说它的字尾 ,ology。通常一个字的结尾是 ology 的话，这个字应该是一个名词，讲的是某一个学科，而且这个字的重音一定是在 ology 的第一个 O。比如科技是 technology, 心理学是 psychology, 生物学是 biology, 有没有注意到重音都是在 ology? 再来社会学是 sociology, 动物学是 zoology, 这些字你目前不必一一背下来，但是下次如果看到一个字以 ology 做结尾的字，你可以猜到它是名词，是一个学科，而且你应该可以猜出它正确的读音，这样子就很棒咯。
Thanks, Christina. Well, this word technology is important, but it is also a very long word. It's a mouthful. Can we say any other shorter words instead?
Yes, we can say the word tech. That's a lot easier, right? And it is spelled T-E-C-H, tech.
Our friends today are talking about the tech show in Taipei.The name of the show is Computex.
Did you go last year?
No, but I want to go next year.
But did you go last year?
No, but I want to go next year.
No, Pauline, did you go last year? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Did you go last year?
Did you go last year?
你去年有去吗
?I'm going to the technology show.
Did you go last year?
There is so much to see.
Did you go last year?
There is so much to learn.
Did you go last year?
Technology is changing. I go every year.
Right.
Did you go last year?
Did you go last year?
你去年有去吗
That was a great calendar phrase. So, Peter, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about seeing a new movie. I'm excited about eating pizza with friends. And I'm excited about traveling, too.
Now, Peter, what are you excited about at the Computex show?
Oh, well...Every year, there are new things to see. Technology is getting better all the time.
Well, I'm excited how big this show is. It's one of the biggest technology shows in the world.
And that's one of the most important sentences in this lesson. Here's teacher Rebecca to teach us more about today's grammar point.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to say that something is one of the adjective in the world, you can use this grammar point. Let's look at a few examples. First, it's one of the fastest cars in the world, or they are some of the most exciting places in the world. Friends, don't forget to...Use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So we can practice using our different adjectives with this sentence. Peter, you are one of the best teachers on the show.
And you're one of the teachers with the longest hair on the show.
Yeah, it takes a long time to comb it.
I'm glad my hair is short.Well, friends, we're going to take a short break right now. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Pauline...When you hear the word robot, what do you usually think of?
Ooh, good question. You know, I think of the movie Star Wars of R2-D2 and C-3PO.
I always think of the future and robots being everywhere. But actually, robots are starting to be used in the home. Well, let's find out more. Here's Conversation B.
Tell us about it.
The robot was called Zenbo. It's an IoT robot.
What does IoT mean?
Sorry, IoT means Internet of Things.
Oh, so the robot could talk to other gadgets in the house?
Yes, it could do a lot of other things too.
Oh, like turn on the dishwasher from the living room?
Yes!
We are with our guest today, and he is talking about a technology show. This is a place where you can go and see all of the new technology out there.
Yes, and Carl is telling us about Zenbo. This is a robot.
A robot can be helpful. Maybe right now most our toys are in movies, but robots are actually becoming part of our lives.
So what can this robot do? And what does Internet of Things mean?
Well, let's first talk about the Internet. This is what connects our phones and computers together.
Okay, that is helpful. I use the Internet all the time.
So this is a kind of Internet that connects our things, like the things in our homes.
Rob uses a fun word in this conversation. He says gadgets. The robot can talk to gadgets in our home.
Gadgets are things like a smartphone, any machine, your watch. It's talking about things that are technology.
So let's get back to how this robot is useful in your home.
This robot can connect to your gadgets at home and help you. It can turn on the dishwasher if you'd like.
Oh, that would be really nice. It can turn on the heat or turn off a light.
We keep using a very helpful phrase. Let's visit Christina for more about this phrase, turn on.
Rob 看到那个机器人可以透过网际网络从客厅启动厨房的洗碗机。Turn on the dishwasher from the living room. 所以启动洗碗机要用 turn on. 凡是电器用品你要打开或者是启动的话都要用 turn on. 所以 open 电灯是不对的要用 turn on. 我们也趁机来学一下类似的片语关掉就是 turn off. 另外如果是有声音的电器可以说 turn the radio up.把收音机开大声一点或者 turn the TV down a little bit 就是把电视关小声一点所以我们再次学了四个片语 turn on 打开启动 turn off 关掉 turn up 开大声一点 turn down 关小声一点
Thanks Christina.So I'm starting to understand what this robot Zenbo can do and what this term Internet of Things means.
Yes, this will be very helpful. Then when your fridge doesn't have milk or eggs, your refrigerator will know it, and it can order fresh food for you.
Wow, I always hate when there's no milk in the fridge. There are many possibilities with this.I can see my life becoming a lot easier when I get one of those robots.
It does sound very convenient. Well, friends, it's time to go over our keywords for today.
All right, friends, this is the time where we practice together. You'll see the word. Try saying it yourself, too. All right, here we go.
Here is our first keyword for today. Excited. Excited.I am so excited to see you.
Technology. technology. That car uses a lot of technology.
Robot. Robot. Robots can do a lot of work.
Internet. Internet. I watched a movie on the internet.
Turn on. Turn on. Please turn on the light.
Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look at those lessons one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about computers. Please help me welcome my guest, Carl Compute. Welcome to the program, Carl Compute.
Thank you, Rob. I am so excited.
What are you excited about?
I'm going to Computex in Taipei. It's one of the biggest technology shows in the world.
Cool. Technology is changing very fast.
Yes. And this show always has many interesting things.
Did you go last year?
I did. I saw a robot for your house.
Tell us about it.
The robot was called Zenbo. It's an IoT robot.
What does IoT mean?
Sorry, IoT means Internet of Things.
Oh, so the robot could talk to other gadgets in the house?
Yes, it could do a lot of other things too.
Oh, like turn on the dishwasher from the living room?
Yes!
So what is the Internet of Things? Computers are everywhere. Can you think of where computers are in our lives? And I am not just talking about our laptops and our phones.
Let me think. Cars have computers. TVs and refrigerators have computers too.
Yes, that's right. So the term Internet of Things describes the normal things that are connected by the Internet.
And like we learned today, the Internet of Things lets you do things like turn on a light, or air conditioner with your phone.
I would like this in the cold weather. I can turn on my car while I'm in the house.
Sometimes I forget to turn off the air conditioning. Then I could just use my phone and turn it off wherever I am.
That's right. If you're at the office, you can still control your home. So we have been talking about how this will change one life, but it will do much more than that.
Yes, it will change all of our lives. It will change the way businesses work and the way we shop and buy things, too.
Well, one thing is for sure. I am going to get really lazy with all this help. I'll need to find a new hobby or something when I don't have to work around the house.
That's true. Well, friends, it is time now for a jungle chit-chat.
I'm so excited about the show.
Oh, what kind of show? Singing? Music?
No, the technology show. It's coming to town.
Technology show? That's not very exciting.
Yes, it is. It's one of the biggest shows in the world.
What can you see at the technology show?
Gadgets. All kinds of gadgets.
Like computers and smartphones?
Yes, they even have robots.
Ooh, I like robots!
Me too. And the new robots can help in the house.
Ooh, can they clean my room? Can they peel bananas?
No, but they can turn on the dishwasher and the lights.
What about the TV?
Yes.
Yay! I want a robot! I want a robot!
Me too!
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about computers. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Alfred. Alfred, please say hello.
Hello, Rob. Hello, everyone.
Are you wondering where my guest is? Well, my guest today is not a person. It is a robot. Right, Alfred?
That is right, Rob. I am Alfred. I am a personal assistant.
What is a personal assistant? Well, that's today's question. Today's question comes from Evan Hansen of St. Louis, Missouri. Evan writes, I had dinner at my brother's house last night. My 5-year-old niece wanted to listen to music. So she said, Alice, please play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Suddenly, a woman's voice said, playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And then the song started to play. Was that woman's voice a computer?
Excellent question. My guess is Alice is also a personal assistant, like me.
Alfred, can you tell us more about personal assistants?
Yes. Personal assistants are robots. We have computers inside. We help people when they speak to us.
That's right. Personal assistant robots can understand speech. You can ask them questions or ask them for help.
We can play music. We can look up information. We can turn on lights and other things on and off.
That is pretty amazing. Thank you for answering our question today, Alfred.
You are welcome, Rob.
Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
So, friends, we've talked about how our lives will get better, we'll have more things, but Pauline, have you ever lived without things before, like a dishwasher or no internet, no TV, no computers?
That's a good question. I actually grew up without a TV in my home, and now I do have a TV, but we don't have a dishwasher.
Oh, okay. So these are things you live without. I've lived without a microwave. I've lived without TV, without Wi-Fi, without internet. How do I live without these things?
Well, I think it's a good reminder that people and friendships, those things are the most important. Everything else can help make our life more convenient, but it's not the most important.
Well said, Pauline. Okay, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.